We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right. Good morning, everybody. We are live at the Bar Winkler Show tailgate. I am Bar Winkler. I've got Tim Shea here. Tim?
With my white claw.
Sit a little closer to the mic,
can
sir.
Can you not hear me?
This is our second ever Miller Lite broadcast.
What was the first?
What was the first? Or Miller, not Lite, Miller Park.
Miller Park. American Family Field.
Right. Yeah. This is our the first time I was super nervous and didn't think that we should be here.
Well,
today.
Now you don't have security like checking your back. So
well,
you have
and
no reason to be scared.
And now today I'm surrounded by 40 of my closest friends. So that's pretty good. Got out here at 9:15 morning, and I keep looking like, why is nobody watching on YouTube? And then I realize that everybody's here.
Everybody's here. So
yeah, everybody's here.
I told some people to join that aren't here.
Yeah.
To watch. You know, okay. Cone, we miss you. Little Cone is
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
Tony from Texas.
Yeah.
Laura.
Laura, yeah. Lois.
Lois.
Yeah.
She couldn't make it.
So we got here about 9:15. They let us in. We bought a 6 grid. And then at 10:15, John and Franklin and Marty and Q just kind of took over.
Wait,
and so
I haven't even met John and Franklin yet.
Oh, I'll bring him over.
Okay.
John! Come on over. We're on YouTube. We're on YouTube live. Tim Shea never
put
met
a face
you.
To the guy that would
this
always
John
call
and Franklin.
First Tim. In the morning.
Timmy, I admire your work, my friend.
This is what it's all about. People are meeting people. I went to go see John, and he gave the Sean O'Connell a hug in the parking lot.
Yeah, we stuck a little bit together.
Once you...
Sticky.
When you guys hugged, it was like, holy shit, this turned into something.
This is going to be good. This is epic, man.
Yeah.
Epic.
Have you, who have you talked to?
Oh, my. Where do I start?
You did a good job. You and Matt in the Falls were chumming it up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been all over there trying to help him because he's in the heat, just taking one for the team.
Matt in the Falls is an absolute beast.
He is a beast. Fantastic cook.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you get any time with Hot Take Jake is here?
A little bit of time, a little standoffish. I think me and him, you know, we might have locked horns indirectly. I never called him out directly, but me and him, you know, but we're cool. I mean, all that stuff, that's what it's about, man. We're all pulling in our direction, and, you know, sometimes we agree, sometimes we don't, but that's what makes the show. It always has.
This is a group of about, how many are here, like 40 right now?
40, 50, yeah.
A group of about 40 people that should never have met under any circumstance.
Yep. Random fragments of human
on
people.
The hottest day of the year.
But I have created this community and yet have zero calls from other radio stations.
Let me tell you something. Bart is bringing the heat today, and I mean that, literally.
Thanks, John.
You got it.
Who else can I wrestle?
I didn't know
you want me to go. You want me to go get some people?
Yeah.
Grant? People Grant's here.
Yeah, go wrestle some people. See if he'll come on.
Sean O'Connell.
We gotta get. Oh yeah, Sean's right here.
Sean, come on.
Sean, we're on YouTube.
Oh.
You want to sit down?
Sit down. No, I gotta go get people. So sit down.
The Sean O'Connell's here at the Bart Winkler Show tailgate.
Sean.
You guys gotta get closer with the microphone then. And Hot Take Jake is here.
These are my boys.
Hot Take Jake, who on Twitter yesterday tried to like make a stir like I'm not coming, and then literally
no
one gave a
like
shit
that.
No one cared that you said you weren't coming,
and then the glass broke and he showed up. It was awesome.
Yeah, then he showed
I
up.
I got a pop when I showed up, so I don't care.
Oh,
no, here's the deal. I wasn't going to come because I am a pussy when it comes to atmospheric heat.
Yeah.
And you tweeted out a picture of the flag. And in my old age, I'm becoming more and more of a softy. Mm-hmm. It pulled on my heartstrings. I've got love for the Winklerverse, so I sucked it up. It came out from, it was inverted into my body. It came back yeah. out, and then I showed up.
Well, I appreciate you being here.
Yeah, I'm really glad I came. It's not so bad under the shade and everything. So.
It's kind of like an Avengers Assemble moment, mm-hmm. where we all kind of like meet from our different films and our different projects.
Yeah. It's the
I'm Deadpool.
I just tweeted out that it's whiter than a jar of Hellman's here, but
yeah. If you ever were like, if you ever like wanted to hang out with white men, I count two females here.
Yeah, we do have a couple ladies, which
that's
is
that's just great.
What was it? Was 2.5 was the over under? Wasn't that right?
Yeah, I think
so.
We
we're at the under so far.
I want to really thank it. I mean, the tent cover is great.
Beautiful.
Matt, again, Matt's been a beast. People stepped up, said they'd bring shit, and they did. Marty's contributions were great.
Bart's not pointing at the microphone, but Matt has been awesome on the grill. That's what I would like to say. He's been absolutely awesome.
Yeah, clearly Matt is into cooking, because for someone to volunteer in this shit to get on the grill, the big-ass grill, but he did a bang-up job. I just burger, it was superb. So shout out to Matt in the Falls. He knows how to cook meat.
Yeah, that burger is really good.
Yeah.
Anybody that you met that you were like surprised how they looked in real life?
Well, Grant is a tall drink of water. I knew Matt was tall. You could tell from the streams that Matt was tall. Q looks great.
Yeah, Q looks thin. He stopped drinking.
You know, me and him had a little feud going for a while, but it's one of those things. This is always a nice experience, something like this, because on Twitter, you know, in the pretend internet world, you can feel so tough and get so angry, and then you actually meet people, and it's like, wait a minute, these are real people, and they're actually pretty fucking cool.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's hey, it's Tom, Teacher Tom. Hey, we're on YouTube. You want to wave hi? This way?
This is my dad.
Hey, Mr. E. What's going on?
Oh, we got some lacrosse guys.
What's up, man? Jake. Tom.
All right, let's we got a man in the street. Let's go over to Tim Shea, who's joining us. Tim, where are you?
I'm with the cook right now. The guy who did all the cooking.
Industrial fan. I'm still going, baby. I got John and Franklin's industrial fan.
Matt, everyone's singing your praises. People are really
stuffed. I can't hear a word you're saying.
You won a lot of people over.
My ears have filled with sweat and are no longer working. But I'm powering
through. I see.
I'll let you know what he says. Tim is my
riveting. We can't hear each other is the problem.
Oh, you can't hear each other.
No. All right, I'll see you over there sometime. Let me know.
This is like
go down.
When they go into the stands at the Little League World Series.
Yeah.
He's coming over to you right now. You can't hear me because you don't have headphones.
Oh, I can hear you.
Yeah, just yell to us.
fucking Where else dummy. Are you going to go by? Hold on. All right, one of you need to move for Matt. All
right, I got it. Here's
Matt's actually making his way over.
Oh, is this Bart?
He's online. Look at that.
Oh, that's needed.
Oh, my
God. Hey, it's Grant.
Oh, okay, cool.
Grant, how are you having a good time?
I'm having a great time. Tim Shea's screen is so cracked. Why am I not surprised? Bart, you look like a spider web.
Oh, people think that Jake looks like Zac Efron.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
I thought Jake's going to be like 5'8".
Oh, I can't hear
it. I hope that's like the most old school Zac Efron.
Yeah, there's Q, everybody. Q.
Hi.
Four
ladies now.
I can't really hear you.
How you doing? All right, Tim, I think roving reporter's a bust. Right.
Yeah, do I have anything in my teeth?
Oh, there's Austin.
The party is too hot.
Welcome to the tailgate, everybody.
Yeah, we'll have you come over later. All right, Tim, good idea.
Come by.
All right.
I thought I was going to pass out there for a few minutes.
Come by the mic.
I'm definitely sunburned. Thought I was going to pass out for a few minutes. Definitely sunburned. I can already feel it creeping in. I had the double hat going.
Sunscreen. You said you're not a sunscreen guy.
Yeah, I'll be fine. I mean, it's not like – I'll just have a little rose tint. It's okay. I think the grill exacerbated the heat and the burning effect on my skin. I'm probably going to be sunburned more on the front of my body than the back. So we'll see how that turns out. It's going to be an interesting scientific experiment. And, yeah, we'll see who survives the game because it's incredibly hot out. They opened the roof because it was –
It was closed for a long time.
It was more closed, almost entirely closed. But – we're going to go through it. Thank God the pitch clock.
Yes, man the falls, everybody. Where's that beef from?
I'm just going to sit here for a while.
Fritz Love beef.
Fritz Love meats.
Okay. All right. No, it's all right. It's okay.
I want to know.
Where'd Q go?
Q! If people are saying Zac Efron, is that like old school Neighbors, Zac Efron?
Someone or specifically like... said Neighbors.
Okay. As long as it's not the new, plastic surgery, plastic face act. You haven't seen that?
No, I have.
Yeah, it's not good.
I have my opinions.
Where's Tim for the Quinn box?
I'll give it my seat.
All right. We've got Jake's Q.
Yeah, we don't usually like to talk at the same time.
Right? Yeah, I know. Usually you're gone and then I'm out.
Come on in a little more. Just make sure we're picked up by the mic. Hi, oh, I tried name tags, but they fell off everybody.
Except for me.
Oh, shit.
What's up?
This is Teacher Tom. Yeah.
Hello.
How many people are viewing?
31. Nice.
Well, that's surprising because everybody's here.
Yeah.
No Muslims anywhere.
Man the Falls can cook. I ate a burger like a half hour ago. I did not have to run to the toilet afterwards, so he cooked it well. And it was also very tasty. So,
oh, great.
Give it about 4 hours for foodborne illness to set in. So just by the time you get home, hopefully.
Also, I can't believe you were nervous about this. This has been an awesome event so far.
You didn't have to do anything. You just had to show up.
I mean, I don't know.
Matt did most of the work.
Yeah, but you guys, it turned out really well. So
some guy just handed me a bunch of money.
They did?
I mean, not like $1,000, but there was a 20 and more than one bill.
Nice.
I forget his name already because I've met like 600 people, so I'm sorry.
Austin.
I'll give him my super Austin.
Everybody getting the picture.
Oh, in the picture?
Oh. This is the Battle of Wakanda. All the Avengers are here. I'm going to keep making that joke.
Am I on the screen?
Yeah, you're over there.
This is like the Avengers.
Dust.
You're tucked in. I was looking at some comments.
I thought that thing said Mexico for like the last 6 minutes.
Huh?
There we go.
All right. A lot of us wish I was here. Yes.
Hey, there's still time.
You could have taken off. You could have claimed just a regular illness.
I did offer two tickets. Nobody picked them up.
We got everyone, right?
First pitch is 110.
Yeah, we're missing our good buddy, Paul Imig.
Paul Imig coming?
No.
No Paul.
We're missing Basement Dave.
Yeah.
We're missing a good amount of
Notebook
people.
Mike, if you're out there.
Yeah, Notebook.
He said he wanted to buy the flag yesterday. I saw that.
Who?
Notebook Mike asked where he could buy one of your flags.
That was.
I don't think that's him.
Is it fake one?
Fake Notebook Mike.
Got to be a parody.
There's a Notebook Mike on Twitter.
Oh, there's Tim Shea.
Yeah.
Is JMO on Twitter?
Teacher Tom says, "I'm wandering around the Yelp lot. Where are you?" Okay, I'm glad. I'm glad we found him.
You should put a threats logo on your weekly flag.
From,
Tim. Yeah, look at Tim.
Oh, yeah. You want to go interview some more with the fork?
The same kind of sound quality
we can try it again. Go do some fork interviews. Who haven't you talked to?
It's 12:06.
Sean?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to come back down?
Sure.
Sean came from Madison to be here.
Yes, it's just like when you would call or when you were on the radio and you would say the phone number four times. That was the bat signal for me to call in and pull something out of my ass.
Oh, you could tell I was like desperate for somebody to come.
Yes. I heard your desperation.
When I would just be like, 414-799-1250.
If you did it four times, I would call.
So you always called it the fourth
like
time?
Like the Candyman, yes.
Patty says, you guys look like you're having fun and miserable at the same time.
I'm having a blast. I've just been cooked alive for the last 2 hours, 3 hours.
Yeah, Matt's different. He's been by a grill.
It's tough. It's very hot over there. There's no humidity, though, so if that's what's keeping you away, come on out. There's no humidity.
I think that, like, this is one of those things that once you do it, it's more fun to look back and say you did it. I mean, enjoy it in the moment.
Yeah, obviously.
We had, like, 7 tents. It's really not that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
we have a tent city.
And there's a breeze.
I've been making California jokes left and right.
Yes. Oh, my God. So.
Jesus.
So in 1995, I spent 5 months, 5 days, and about 12 hours in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, and it was like this every single day. Every single day. There were a lot of tents, too.
Were you a prisoner?
No. Operation Sea Signal, when Castro said, if you can swim to Florida, go ahead and leave the workers' paradise, you fucks. And a lot of them did it, and then the Coast Guard picked them up. We're like, well, the immigration is slightly more
comical. You were working there?
Yeah, I was. My battalion got assigned to keeping them all in their selective camps. Yes.
Oh. Yes.
And there were
thank you for your service.
There were more women there than there are here. Which is to say, there was almost none in Cuba.
There's two women here.
There were four.
Oh, there were four.
Yes.
How many shirts off do we have? One. One shirt off. Okay. One shirt off. Tom's got his shirt on. That's good. You can get Grant.
Yeah. All right, I'll step aside for Grant.
You can get Grant. I do want to gripe about the Apple weather discussion. Well, I'm really still upset about that.
What's our current temperature at high noon? Roughly high noon?
The temperature is 94 degrees at noon. By 3 o'clock, it will be 100. And I think my issue was when I said that it was going to be hot this day, I said it's going to be 110. And they said, no, that would be near record. It won't be 110. My concern was just it's going to be hot. And it was being downplayed that it wouldn't be hot. And now here we are and it's hot. And they said, well, if it was really 110, it'd be 135. And that's just like, why are we doing this as weather people? All we want to know is what it feels like. We don't need the difference between temperature. Like, you guys can be like temperature and feels like. What does it feel like? Is it going to be hot? Do I need to bring a shitload of waters, which I did? That's what we need to know. I'm just griping about my feud with the weather people.
Oh, well, okay, I use the weather.
I think a lot of people use the Apple app. It comes on your phone, and it's very intuitive, and there's no pop-up ads, like on my YouTube.
In 11 days, it had predicted that it was going to be hot as balls out here, as it is, and all of Twitter was saying, oh, you can't trust that app, but I knew it was going to be fucking hot. I planned off that app. I don't care what it says, if it feels like, what it feels like is what it feels like. That's what I need to plan for.
Yeah.
Not wind chills. If it says wind chill negative 40, it's going to be negative 40 on my body.
Yeah. I just wanted to comment quickly. I had a really specific prediction about something that was going to happen today.
Yeah.
And it involved Austin.
No.
So I said, what's going to happen is it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be some beverages that are going to be, consumed. And then somebody likes to fight guy after he drinks, and then there's going to be like a skirmish. And Lex the Fight Guy was going to be wearing a white Brewers jersey with a flat brimmed hat. And the other person involved in the skirmish, he had no idea what was going on. But Lex the Fight Guy would be all about it, and then Austin would come in and break it up. That was my prediction.
So okay, thank God. I thought I was going to be Lex
no.
the Fight Guy.
So then here's where it gets specific is that after Austin calms everything down because he's got that vibe, Lex the Fight Guy would want to fight Austin. That's, the vibe is totally different than what I thought it was.
So let me ask you something. As listeners of the show, I'm just going to record for like 35 minutes out here today. We're about halfway done, and that's going to be the show. Is that fine?
Yeah, I think so. I would listen to it. Although there is potential in a post-game show as
Okay, maybe a post. Yeah. Situation.
Yeah, because what, are we all going to try to get in the cars right away and clear out at Damon?
Thanks to Jimmy.
What, do we get a
Jimmy
donate?
Two thumbs.
We get a dono?
Yeah, he just from back there gave $2.
Yeah. He just got a dollar, son.
To say this sucks.
At least he paid to say it.
Yeah. Okay, I also did want to say that the guys from Happy Place Hemp could not make it today. We appreciate them. HappyPlaceHemp.com, promo code BART, 25% off. All of your
time, right?
No, not just the one time, Jake.
What?
Every time you go there. HappyPlaceHemp.com, promo code BART.
That's great.
25% off. Gummies. Did anyone bring any?
Damn it.
Yeah, you were the gummy guy, Jake.
Shay was supposed to be on that one.
Jim's been sitting right
here.
Put that in post. Do you want to grab me Dan Shaney? He's talking to my brothers.
I like that Tim's working expo on the show right now.
Tim's actually doing like...
It's like he's, yeah.
What a producer would do. Yeah.
Any sports talks right now?
No, I'm more just pissed about weather people.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I could interject one thing then. Jordan Love is fucking awesome. I told all you motherfuckers. And, I just want to have this moment for myself.
Well, I like Jordan Love, too.
Well, I know, but...
Oh, Dan Shaney, come on over here.
I'll give up my chair first.
Dan, take it.
I'm good. I can stay.
No, I need you close. I need you close. This is the Dan. We're on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream.
Sponsored by Dan Shaney.
Dan Shaney. Thanks for coming out, man.
No, hey, this is a fun event. Surprisingly, you know, that it occurred. I mean, that's a lot of planning, and I got to say.
Well, as you know, any good show wouldn't be without its sponsors.
Well, you need insurance. The world would end without insurance. It's so fun to talk to you.
Well, so I do have an insurance gate situation. Well, I'll tell you later.
Okay.
I got a problem. We got to talk to Dan about nothing of your creation. You may be a solution.
I do want to point out that they're shotgunning high noons over here next to us. I'm surprised none of that's happened on our side yet.
Oh yeah, everyone's been pretty chill and mellow.
I've actually never shotgunned a high noon. Wouldn't that burn?
I would think. It looked like it was kind of counterproductive. I saw a nice young lady drop it, and about three quarters of it came pouring out. So I don't think she made it very far.
You were talking to my brothers?
Yes, I do.
Did I rip you away from a riveting convo?
Well, one actually struck a deal with your brother. He's going to make a custom bag set for me. I didn't know he does marketing promotions.
Oh, he will?
Yeah. I said email me right away. I actually, because I have these flimsy ones, so when I have events at my house, I always get made fun of because my boards are horrible. Like your bag lands and it bounces 3 feet every time the bag lands on it. So I didn't know he does marketing promotions for things like these. And he said, make me a board. And that's my first purchase from you right away.
Oh, wow.
And then I brought my two boys here and I obviously had to show them there's a famous person in the, the only kids here are somewhere around there.
Yeah, I see. I think they're looking for you.
They look terrified.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
You were smart not to come in the first like half hour. It was a lot of awkward like
hellos, who are yous?
Yeah. I had name tags, but they sweated off. They were pretty piss poor name tags. They didn't work too well.
I feel like everybody kind of knows for the most part, but I did meet a few people that I didn't was unaware they were here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's people that have the recognizable faces, but then there's people that maybe I've just talked to that are listeners, like Jerry and Mark and Al here and Jimmy and they all been good health.
I still need to wrestle Q. We need to bring that.
Is
back.
Q here?
He is here.
He is one of my clients. I've actually never met him.
Oh shit. Q is
a good dude.
Where is Q? Oh, he's talking to Tom and his dad.
Isn't he the one that wears the bag on his head?
That's Cone Roller.
Okay. That's right.
Yeah.
But Q doesn't want his real name out there.
Right. Right. Yeah.
I don't either. My name's fake too. I keep that hidden. So.
Yeah. Nobody wants. Nobody
want to know the real name.
Zach says
might be here. We just don't know it. If you think about it,
he could be watching from a distance.
Yes.
I just think he's here, just without a bag on him. You know.
What can I help you with?
Wandering around, some of the same spot.
He's looking for a shower.
How much food do we have left? You cook it all?
No.
Oh.
Let me save it.
Free rally hat.
Here's Ian with Badger Bloody Reviews.
How we doing?
Is that
doesn't matter how hot it is, we're still drinking Bloody Marys.
Okay, gross.
So is this the pregame breakdown where you analyze the whole pre-Brewers game, go for the lineup, how they hit lefty versus righty?
We don't give a shit about that.
The Brewers starter, I think he's going to do good. The
starter.
Corbin Burns. Oh, Burns is starting today?
Yeah. Okay. I do feel bad for them having to play in this.
Yeah, is it just me, or have the Brewers seemed to underperform in the Burns and Woodruff games?
I don't know. I haven't watched it.
I don't watch the fucking Brewers. What are you talking about?
It seems like even if they're throwing lights out.
I watched the game last night. Big game.
I usually, if the game is close in like the eighth inning and I'm like, oh, the Brewers are playing, I turn it on.
Can I just ask, where's Keston Hiran? Seriously.
He won player of the week again.
Yeah. How is he not like getting spot starts here and there? I don't understand.
I think Keston, obviously, the Brewers have seen enough of him to where they just don't think he's legit, because there really is no reason that he wouldn't be here given his numbers. So they must not be believers. I don't understand. If that's the case, I don't understand why you have him back in the first place. But.
Okay, we're about 8 minutes out from group picture.
Okay.
Let me take a group picture.
Is it going to be like the wedding where they, all right, now do a silly one. Everybody jump in the air.
Who's the guy that misses the picture? Who's the picture taker?
I'm going to recruit someone from that party.
Did you hire a photographer? I don't see anybody with a SLR walking around.
No. I do want to talk to Grant still.
GB?
You want to go ahead and get him for me?
I'll send him over.
Yeah.
It's a tall drink of water, that Grant.
Watch out for the tent.
Well, the Bloody Marys will catch up to you eventually.
For the record, if you're in a crowded bar and you order a Bloody Mary, there is a special place in hell for you.
All right, Dan Shanny, everybody.
Jake, nice to meet you.
Dan's the man.
All right, I'm going to kick you out, too.
I'm out.
I need Marty and Grant.
Huh?
What's up, fellas?
So Marty's with 1840 Brewing, and you supplied a bunch of these.
Yes, I named this beer. It's a Todd Rundgren reference.
Really?
Grant might dig that out.
I do dig that.
We may have come up with a new name for a beer today.
What's that?
John, someone asked if John had a screwdriver, and John said, no, it's in DeWife's truck. And Marty thinks it's a good name for a beer.
DeWife's truck?
DeWife's truck.
It's a great beer name.
Yeah.
I do like that.
You want to give a plug to 1840?
Yeah, so...
into the mic?
Yeah, okay, I'm getting a little closer. So, yeah, 1840, we're down in Bayview. We're open 7 days a week. We brew a new beer every week. There's always something a little new and different. We got NA options at the tap room. We got outdoor seating. We have a traveling beer garden series all throughout the greater Milwaukee area, like Whitefish Bay, Bayside, West Allis. You can find us pretty much all over. Follow us on Instagram. That's the best way to kind of be in touch of what is going on at the tap room. And feel free to reach out if you have any questions or if you want to buy any of our beer. I'm happy to sell it to you. I like money.
Carl. There's a great wind here. It's tenty.
You know, it's not so bad with the breeze.
It could
and
be
a delicious ice cold 1840 beer.
I don't think you're in the screen.
That's fine.
Carl, you want to come on? Carl.
Oh, from Carl's place.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Did you meet Carl?
I've not met Carl. Carl from Carl's place.
That's me, yeah.
Carl.
How's it going, everybody?
Carl sells golf simulators.
Yeah.
I don't really help them much in that department, but
sure.
Brand awareness is out there.
Yeah, so it's fun to...
I mean, I thought we'd move one by now.
Yeah, well, you know, like we got some interviewees that like, yeah, we heard about you on the Bart Winkler show.
So. Sales are contagious. So when you sell one, that one simulator
break that seal
goes to another. Correct. Yeah, you got to break the seal.
Yeah. And plus, when there's X-Golf here, it's like, why do you even need one when you...
That's tough. Do you guys find yourself in direct competition with X-Golf?
No. You know, we work with like home simulators more. So people who want to put one in their garage or whatever. So the X-Golfs of the world are kind of a different little sub-branch of the industry.
Different marketing. Yeah, I see.
I think I'm going to... It's getting windy. I don't know. Is the wind affecting the broadcast? Someone want to tell me?
Shaking some of the tents a little bit here.
We're shaking the lakes.
We're rocking the docks. We're doing good on that.
We're tilting the tents. I mean, it's tremendous.
So I'm going to take a group picture. Should I tweet directly at the program director of other stations?
This is a marketing question. This is for you to ask and answer. It can't hurt.
I mean, specifically, I was just going to tweet at the game.
I reached out to our favorite local news assignment desk editor to try to get him to cover multiple things today. I was a part of a broadcast earlier that was outside, and I said, you got to come cover this. And he said, no, with the debate in town, it's all hands on deck. So you're telling me Shea couldn't send a news crew here to get some publicity on this?
Yeah, what the fuck?
The debate.
Wait. Why didn't you send a news crew here?
Sorry.
Carl's Place.
Carlofet.com
/park.
Where's Paul? Paul Emmett.
The fan base has been dubbed the Winkler Verse for those assholes. I think that's stuck.
Yeah.
Why didn't you send a news crew out?
I apologize.
Are you busy with the debate?
Yes, it's a big day. Between the heat and the debate.
That's CBS 58's Tim Shea, everybody.
What state?
That's CBS 58's Tim Shea.
It is on Fox News.
Don't they just send you the clips? No one takes footage anymore.
One of the guys might be out. One of the guys might be out because he hurt himself playing basketball.
Who?
A no-name guy.
South Dakota governor.
Nate?
No, but nobody knows who he is, so like, this might be his way for publicity.
I like my politicians that play sports in their spare time. He's just like me.
I want to know where they were playing.
So you like Vivek?
Where were they playing?
I don't know.
He was playing tennis, grunting.
I don't
know. Ramaswamisway or whatever.
I looked at the lineup of candidates. I recognized like two. I don't know any of them.
Trump's team was tweeting out that it's the vice presidential debate today. That's funny.
Think what you want about Trump, but the man's got style.
Anyone else you'd like me to get? Hold the door. Yeah, we were contemplating and taking bills out, but
we can take a tent down.
Chase sprung into action fast.
All right, that's a good time to wrap up the portion of this. We will do a wrap up post game. Jesus Christ! All right, the tailgate. We're in about the sixth inning, right?
Yeah, bottom six.
Tim Shea, myself, we're in the stadium. It's 100 degrees.
The Apple app has confirmed.
The Apple app,
zero.
The wonderful Apple app. Your thoughts on the tailgate? I think it was a success.
A+, without a doubt. Everything went off without a hitch.
I think we were able to properly compensate Matt for how much food he bought. So if you're good about that.
Really good cook. The burgers were awesome.
Matt really did step up. Corey, how was the tailgate? Corey.
Tailgate was great.
Some you want to talk?
Rolled in right around maybe 11, and everything was pretty much like burgers were ready, brats were ready. A lot of coolers.
Get out of here! And that's a far away here. Home run!
Home run!
Willie Adonis! Look at that!
I was supposed to hold the flag up.
It's a one-run game now, Bart.
Go ahead.
1840 was full represented. We had a lot of beers available. And I don't know, just a lot of people mingling around and having a good time. I thought it was went off without a hitch. Can't wait for next year's.
Yeah, about that. Jerry, how'd you do?
How'd you have
fun? What was the question?
I don't know. Just
how did you enjoy the tailgate?
I enjoyed it very much. Everything went smoothly. I'm looking forward to the next one.
Yeah, oh, winter. Yeah. We either got to have a Bucks one. Right?
I'm thinking Packers.
Packers?
All right. Yeah. Packers, no doubt. No doubt. It went beautiful. Smooth.
What if we did, like, box seats for a Wave game?
Yeah, Admiral.
I think that'd be edited.
Yeah, maybe not. Yeah, it was a good time.
Maybe you got a little show in, too? The live tailgate?
Yeah, that's going to count for the show. Maybe the Brewers win, maybe they don't, but we're all winners here.
Yeah. That's where you were.
And if you weren't able to be a part of it.
Next year.
Yeah. We were very boy heavy and very, very pale pigment, but we could diversify.
Agreed.
Yeah. All right, go Brewers.
That's my line.
Oh, yeah.
Go Brewers.
Thank you, everyone. So that was a nice home run that we got to see. I'm coming to you now after the day's events. And I just want to say before I wrap this up, you know, a little different of a show, but this was incredibly fun. I had a fantastic time. Some of you I got to talk to more than others. I wish I could have distributed and talked to you all, but just everybody that was there. Well, I did talk to everybody, but some I would have liked to talk to like a little bit more. It was awesome. I thought it was awesome just because, you know, you guys have all been interacting in this space. Like even people that just comment on YouTube, when some people join the stream, you guys were there, you got to meet each other and you may be listening. Maybe you weren't there, but I don't know what to say about that. I mean, I'm just kind of like, it was really fun. It was really fun. And I'm glad that we got to kind of just do this out of nowhere. So had a great time. Really had a blast. Hope to do something, you know, like this again. Maybe link back up with Marty, 1840 Brewing. He was great with everything that we did. And man, just the amount of fun that we had today. I just thought it was terrific. Another shout out to Matt, who had a great Celtic goodbye. But yeah, a lot of people very appreciative, and thank you anybody that, you know, chipped in a few bucks to help cover a lot of what he put into it, and I appreciate that. And it was fun. It was just a fun day. I don't know if I'll think about like just kind of what we pulled off today. It wasn't 200 people like the Enterprise Hokey Pokey Jigsaw or whatever was going on by us, but it was just a bunch of people that kind of liked the same stuff and share the same space, and we all got together, and that was fun. And we got to see a win. And if you did stay, and I know it was hard to stay towards the end, and trust me, I at one point I was like, am I staying because other people are staying, or other people staying because I'm staying? Because I will leave at any time. It is fucking hot. But we saw a game go into extra innings. And then the Brewers, it looked like they gave away with Peguero. It looks like they gave away the game. And then they were able to reach infield single to third that Terang never should have got to. Terang. Terang never should have got to first base. But he did. And Adames scored from third. And it was a great win. And always a little better when the, you know, visiting crowd is there quite a bit. There were a handful of Twins fans. Always a little better when you have an event that gets a payoff like this. Always a little better when you sit in 100 fucking degree temperatures to watch this. So had an extraordinary time. We got to see the win. I'll wrap things up with our euphoria of the win, and we'll have a new episode on Friday. should have Ryan Wood on that episode, and we might talk a little wrestling with Paul Emig. But again, thank you to everybody, and not just if you came. Thank you to everybody who made the show to a point where I thought I could do a tailgate and not be totally embarrassed. I mean, even if you didn't come, you were a part of the fun, and we appreciate that for sure. Let's enjoy the win one more time.
To go home from this hellhole. What a fucking nightmare. Had a great time.
Asante came to TurboTax after graduating from culinary school and landing a job in the hottest kitchen in town.
My hands are full all day, every day. I love it.
Asante, as your TurboTax expert, I'll make your moves count, guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and your maximum refund. Sound good?
Yes, expert!
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.